So you got the extended version of Rush and One Little Victory. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcast. We begin tonight with a Babylonian Bee. Putin's army flies Planned Parenthood flag so no one will criticize them for genocide. From Kiev, in a devious 4D chess move, Vladimir Putin has ordered all his armored divisions to fly the Planned Parenthood flags so no one will criticize them for committing unthinkable genocide against innocent people. Said Putin, "This very simple. Eliminating Ukrainian citizens' health care. I am just a pro-choice activist exercising my right to eliminate all lives that inconvenience me in any way." Yes, you can unquote me there. At the first sight of Planned Parenthood flags waving in the breeze, Ukrainian forces were ordered to lay down their weapons and celebrate the brave, powerful Russian army for standing up for their right to authority. Said Ukrainian President Zelensky, "We are so sorry for this misunderstanding. The Russians are just trying to live their truth as they slaughter our population, and we will not stand in their way. We are not bigots after all." At the time of publishing, Planned Parenthood has offered to take over Russian concentration camps and rebrand them as health clinics. Gotta love how the left is getting all triggered about genocide, and yet they're the ones who have been supporting a genocide in this particular country for over 50 years. Since 1972, approximately 60 million human beings have been slaughtered. Not a peep. But be sure when you wear your mask that, you know, you've got that Ukrainian flag on it. Amber Athey fired after likening Kamala Harris' suit to a UPS uniform. This is one of the strangest stories I've ever come across, and it's become one of my favorite stories of 2022. Amber Athey fired after likening Kamala Harris' suit to UPS uniform. A conservative writer and commentator says she was fired from a radio job and accused of being racist after joking that a brown suit worn by Vice President Kamala Harris looked like a UPS uniform. Amber Athey, the Washington editor for the Spectator magazine, World Edition, claims she lost her regular spot on D.C. talk station WMAL after she referenced the delivery giant's slogan in a tweet about Harris's attire at the State of the Union address. Quote, Kamala looks like a UPS employee. What can Brown do for you? Athey's March 1 tweet read, nothing good, apparently. According to Athey, who recounted her experience in the Spectator column, the tweet initially made no waves at all. A few days later, however, Athey spoke critically of protests in favor of trans kids at the University of North Texas. And as she wrote, a group of maniacal left-wing activists who want to chemically castrate children in the name of gender affirmation came after me. All of a sudden, the Kamala tweet was reframed as racist, and dozens of Twitter accounts were bragging about contacting their employers about my bigotry. Her employers at the Spectator laughed at it, promptly deleted the angry emails, and none of her colleagues at WMAL's Morning O'Connor in the Company show acted as if anything was amiss. Ah, but wait. 8 days later, after the tweet, Athey was contacted out of the blue by Jeff Bowden, the VP of station owner Cumulus Washington, and Human Resources VP Kristen Fanakis. Quote, they told me that the tweet I sent about Kamala was racist and that the subsequent follow-ups defending myself and making fun of the efforts to cancel me were unacceptable. Sounds like Trudeau. I had violated the company's social media policy and I was terminated effective immediately. Athey insisted that her firing had destroyed the integrity and reputation of WMAL and Cumulus as hosts of conservative content. We spoke frequently on the show about the dangers of censorship and cancel culture on our program, and yet here they are bowing to the mob. If I can be fired for making fun of the vice president's outfit, every single host on a Cumulus station is in danger of losing their job at a moment's notice. Cumulus did not comment. What's missing in this story is how it was reframed. And that's what I wanted to discuss. As an employee in the freight industry, I'm quite familiar with UPS and the slogan, "What can Brown do for you?" The UPS employees wear brown uniforms. The UPS employees drive brown trucks. The hub in Lexington, Kentucky, I'm sure has brown terminals. They're about the brown. What can Brown, which is another word for UPS in branding terms, do for you? What can Brown do for you? She said, nothing good, apparently. Kamala Harris has a brown complexion. She has brown skin. That's the trigger. And that's the reason she got fired. The left reframed it as, you're saying, what can Brown do for you? Nothing good, apparently. Translation, what can any brown person do for anyone? Apparently nothing, because all brown people do nothing good. And she was fired. And from reading this, reviewing, I get the impression that didn't even cross her mind. She just inadvertently said, Kamala looks like a UPS employee, talking about her dress, the way she was dressed, all in brown. Kamala looks like a UPS employee. What can Brown do for you? Nothing good, apparently. If she said, Kamala looks like a UPS employee, What can UPS do for you? Nothing good, apparently. She would not have been fired. It was the same reason Don Imus got fired back in the day when he made that infamous commentary about a predominantly black woman's basketball team. And he called them nappy-headed hoes because the majority of the team was black. It wasn't calling them hoes. You can do that when you're a shock jock. You can't say nappy-headed. However, in this case, with Amber Athey, they just took this to the extreme, showing all of us how the woke community has gone insane. They already were, but now they're just going absolutely insane. And Cumulus is a horrible radio company to work for. The two worst companies to work for in radio are Cumulus and iHeart. The two biggest radio broadcasting communication companies in the United States are Cumulus and iHeart. They're awful. I know. Why do you think I'm on RBN? I would last about maybe 90 seconds before I'd get fired. The stuff I say on this show? No way. I'm trying to remember if I ever got fired from a radio station for saying something. I got fired for bad ratings. One time I got fake fired. Did I ever tell you about that? I got fake fired. We decided for April Fools, this was 30 years ago, at least, at this particular radio station, we decided, let's pull an April Fools prank. We decided that I would get into a shouting match with the general manager on the air and that he would fire me on the air. I don't remember the exact context, but I was on the radio and I said, we got a caller. I put him on the air. It was our general manager. And he said, I don't like the way the show's going. And I said, what do you mean by that? I think we need to, you know, we need to move in another direction. What do you mean? You're firing me? Yeah. You're firing me on the air while I'm doing the show. Yeah. You don't like it? And then we just got into this fake shouting match. And at the apex of the shouting, I said to him, keep my effing wife's name out of your mouth. And then I slapped him. Okay, none of that happened. But we did yell at each other. And then he fake fired me. The next day, April 2nd, the radio station switched format to all Beatles all the time. And so for the entire weekend, we played the Beatles, and then I came back Monday, and we explained it was all a joke, and people got mad, and the ratings went down, and I eventually got fired. I got fired from RBN. Back in 2016, John fired me. I was talking too much about Flat Earth. But that's okay. He rehired me in 2020. In 2016, I actually was fired twice. I was working as the general manager. At the same time I was working at RBN, I was working at as the operations manager for four radio stations west of Austin. And we also did an April Fool's joke. This was 2016. I decided, let's switch the radio station to all Trump all the time, because he was running for the presidency. Tremendous. So what I did was I took all these clips of Trump, like when he was selling his Trump steaks, and a variety of clips and bizarre music, and we just changed the format to all Trump all the time. America's first all-Trump radio station. I got fired from that job I think 2 months later. That was quite a year, 2016. I got fired from that radio station in June. All right, here we go. In April of 2016, I got fired from RBN by John. And in June, 3 months later, I was also fired as the operations manager. That's two jobs I got fired from in 3 months. I'm not going to spend the entire hour talking about my radio career. You'll be sending me Valium. Mike, could I have some crickets, please? I don't know what it is, but the crickets just... they just center me. All right. Time to write this show, because we're just going off the rail here. Time for some serious news. FDA investigating illness linked to Lucky Charms, the cereal. The FDA is investigating why hundreds of consumers have reportedly become ill.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Check this one. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
MorningStarsTale.com. I had a listener email me during the break, and he may have the Zapruder film. Remember when Kennedy was assassinated? The Zapruder film showed that there was more than just a single gunman. I think this listener has the smoking gun. He sent me a picture from eBay. The product is called the Perfect Bladder. I don't really know how to describe it to you over the air, but it's a pair of specially constructed underwear with a plastic cup and suction device that attaches to your stick. And below that is a hose that goes to a bag attached to your leg, kind of like a catheter. But apparently they call this, I think, the perfect bladder. And this listener contends that Biden is strapping. So the new question of the day for the duration of the show is, which candidate do you think is strapping? Or are both strapping? 800-313-9443. It is impossible for a 78-year-old man and a 73-year-old man to go 90 minutes without peeing. I think they're both strapping. And if you see either one of them exhale out of character in the next 30 minutes, you know that moment arrived where it's tremendous things are happening, and you know that Joe Biden is sleepy Joe. Let's go to, yeah, True Bachelor in Arkansas. What's up, young fellow?
Perfect. The perfect bladder is empty. You know.
True.
The perfect bladder is empty. And always remember what you don't forget, I'll tell them, and don't forget what you don't remember.
I will not forget what you just remembered.
What? That's my short-term memory. Can I help you? Yeah, perfect bladder?
Yeah.
Oh, it's you.
Hi.
Okay.
Is Joe Biden there? Hello, Joe? Joe?
No, but Bernie Sanders is, I want a pickle and every else.
Listen, Bernie, I need you to call Joe and tell him the debate started 36 minutes ago. He thinks he's ordering drive-thru at McDonald's. Biden, the guy who beat you.
Oh, Joe's not here. Dave isn't either. Oh,
why do I talk to all these old guys? Bernie, pay attention. Call Joe Biden and tell him he's not at
every house. A pickle.
He's not at McDonald's. He's not at the drive-thru. He's actually debating Trump. Tell him to get his game going. Pee in the catheter. Bring me the
can
A game.
You?
Yeah, can I have a double Big Mac and fries?
You want a pickle with that? A pickle?
I think we're in a pickle right now. Yeah, let me have two. Thank you, Bernie. Hopefully things will turn for you. I'm sorry you have to work.
I approve this message.
Yes, it's good to see you. Are you working at the Burlington Burger King? Is that where you're working?
Burlington. Take a left at Washiba.
Yeah, Burlington. That's where your constituents live. Oh, I didn't mean to use a big word.
It's up north. Yep. It's a new one. What do you want to go there for?
It's a coat factory. It's getting chilly. Listen, okay, I know you're not all there, kind of like the other two guys, but if you could text. Do you know what a text is?
Yes, it's a book.
Do you have Joe Biden's phone number?
No, but I've got a telephone.
Okay. Could you do me a favor and hit yourself over the head with the telephone until you're unconscious?
I've already fell twice. I slipped on a pickle in the kitchen.
Okay. I understand. All right.
And well, I have an egg beater.
Yeah. Well, don't be a wife beater. Listen, hopefully you won't be dead from old age and you can run again. What?
Who? Who are you, young man?
Second base. I don't know a shortstop.
Did I call you or you call me?
No, who's on first? What's on second? I don't know a shortstop. They got weird names for this team.
There's a linebacker.
That's right.
I approve this message.
Yeah. You're not running anymore. You lost.
No, I can't. I can't even walk.
No, you don't have to run anymore. And by that, I don't mean you literally. No, don't run between Montpelier and Burlington. You'll have a heart attack.
All right. I'll try to get mahogany.
Just hit yourself on the head with the phone. Just hit yourself on the head with the phone a few times. You'll be fine.
I've done it. I'm not improved.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to let somebody else go to the drive-thru now. Thank you for the food. Did you remember to put the hamburger in between my buns?
And a pickle.
Yeah, I see the pickle, but I don't see the hamburger. Okay. Can I give the bag back to you?
Get the buns.
There's no coupons. Yeah. If you could just put the burger between the buns, then I'll drive through.
You put the burger between the buns, the B&B. Burger BBB.
Okay.
The BBB. Burger buns and bison.
So did you take your brain medicine today?
No. That's why I had a pickle.
Okay. All right. Did you bring your drool cup?
It was kosher.
It's a kosher? Oh, I didn't know there was. Okay. A kosher pickle.
Pickle. Oh.
Right,
a
right.
Pickle for every house. I endorse that. And I want, on a serious note, something completely different. Zebra might be a good song to play. Who's Behind the Door?
Oh, that's a good one.
Remember that one, Zebra?
There's another song I
like is Saga on the Loose.
Okay. Let's see if Mike can round up Zebra Behind the Door. That was the group that sounded like Led Zeppelin, right?
Yeah, that sounded like a Led Zeppelin song. It was back in the 80s, early 80s.
Yep. Tell me what you
just
want.
Like Led Zeppelin.
Tell me what you want was the big song. Yep.
Zebra, Who's Behind the Door.
Okay. Zebra,
It was burning. It was a pickle.
Okay. Oh, is he back?
No,
okay.
He's gone.
Are you going to run again in 4 years when you're 103?
Now I'm going to run away if he stays around here. He's up in the attic right now.
Oh, he is.
Don't come down, Bernie. What? Never mind. I think he's going for a pickle.
Okay. Well, it was good talking to you. And
good. The true bachelor is truly blue. Let me let you know. I'm blue. True blue bachelor.
Okay.
But I'm hanging in there.
Zebra song might be a
good song for a mini concert. Run a mini concert some night.
Let's do it right now.
The old mini concerts.
Yeah, since no one's listening, let's do it now. It's ironic that I'm having one of my better shows when no one's listening, but maybe they'll pick it up on the archive. Mike, whenever you're ready, let's listen to Zebra and have a good night there.
You too, brother. Have a good one. Stay single.
Yes, and say hello to Bernie. Have a good night. Whenever you're ready, Mike, I'm ready.
I enjoy singularity. Okay, you said that. Have a good night, and bye-bye.
sailed away. We walked miles and miles, and then we slipped away. We looked so hard, but couldn't see the bind is what the world was for. Now we know just what the journey's for.
Alrighty then, there you go. We're playing requests back to back and side by side. We got another 40-minute rock block coming up right after these words. Oh, wrong format, wrong life. The Perfect Storm, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. There is one movie that I'm looking forward to seeing. Dune, D-U-N-E. It's a remake, and it is directed by Denis Villeneuve, who was the director of Blade Runner 2049. I don't know if you've seen the coming attractions for this particular movie, but it looks amazing. Usually, once a year, I get all jacked up about one movie, and that's it. Back in 2017, it was Blade Runner 2049. This is the first time I've been excited about a movie, actually in 2 years. And it's supposed to come out in the theaters with a theatrical release in December. It has an all-star cast. Cinematography is astounding. Get a chance, and I'm not making any money off of this. Go to YouTube and just type in Dune, D-U-N-E. Preview or movie, whatever. You know how to do it. You know how to use that internet? Dub, dub, dub. But the movie trailer is astounding. And I plan on being one of the first people to see this. It's going to be great. I just love anything that's science fiction. My favorite movie of all time is Blade Runner, the first one. And then The Matrix. 2049, Blade Runner 2049 was disappointing in that I thought some of the scenes dragged, especially the part where Harrison Ford came into view, that whole sequence with the casino. It just went too long. I think the movie could have been a lot better if they cut about 45 minutes out of it. Anyway, neither here nor there. And then when you watch the preview of Dune, what Denis Villeneuve did with the soundtrack was he incorporated the song Eclipse from Pink Floyd. It's amazing. And it's not Pink Floyd. I don't know who it is, but it has this otherworldly feel to it. Thus, check out, I'm going to type in Eclipse, E-C-L-I-P-S-E, lyrics. It's worth it just to listen to this song. They play about 30 seconds of it. Great. Anything that's done well, I love. And I do love art. Eclipse from Pink Floyd. All that you touch, all that you see, all that you taste, all that you feel. And all that you love, all that you hate, all you distrust, all you save, and all you give, all you deal, all you buy, beg, borrow, or steal. And all you create, and all you destroy, and all that you do, and all that you say, and all that you eat, and everyone you meet, and all that you. Dark Side of the Moon is life on this particular flat plane covered by a dome. And the movie Dune encapsulates that with a great remake. I don't even know who does it. I should check it out and see if I can just find the song on YouTube. But they feature that song, Eclipse. There's a lyric from Dark Side of the Moon, and it's at the very end. And the lyric goes, "There is no dark side of the moon. Matter of fact, it's all dark." That is 100% accurate. The reason we never went to the moon because you can't land on it. It's a light. The reason the moon and the sun appear to be the same size in the sky is because they are. The moon is not 400 times closer to us than the sun, and the sun is not 400 times bigger than the moon. That is a lie from NASA. The moon and the sun are the same size, and the moon does not reflect the sunlight of the sun. According to the Book of Enoch, the sun pours its light into the moon over a 14-day period. It becomes a full moon lit up from the light it receives from the sun, which shines seven times greater than the moon. And the moonlight that is shining on the earth is colder than the adjacent shadows. You've been, and I've been, completely lied to our entire lives about almost everything. So when Pink Floyd says there is no dark side of the moon, matter of fact, it's all dark, that's true. Because during the new moon phase, after the moon has extinguished all of its light that it received during that 14-day period, it then spends 14 days extinguishing itself. How it does that, I have no idea. But when it's a new moon and it contains no light, that is, there is no dark side of the moon. As a matter of fact, it's all dark. The moon in its natural state is completely dark. It is a light that extinguishes itself from the sunlight it receives from the sun that is poured into it. And the sun moves 15 degrees per hour, and over a 24-hour period completes a 360-degree circuit. The moon moves at 12 degrees, and during a course of 12 months, the sun laps the moon twice. And there's two different calendars. There's the Gregorian, well, there's the Hebraic calendar, and the Julian calendar. And that's what we're on, the one based on the sun, heliocentrism. I didn't mean to go off on a tangent, but it was what interested me at that particular time. And that's kind of how I roll with the show. Just whatever I think is interesting and I'm passionate about, I'll pass it on to you. And if you think it's interesting, you'll call or you'll listen or you'll stop listening. But these are the things that interest me. I can remember even when I was going to college 1,000 years ago, taking a course in astronomy and being completely fascinated with all of it. And then to learn 4 years ago that all of it was a lie prompted me to write the book Morningstar's Tale. Morningstarstale.com. That's what the book is about. Exposing the lie you and I have been told our entire life. This is The Perfect Storm. Are you distressed? Are you saved?
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to The Perfect Storm, 800-313-9443. Ed in Chicago, what's up?
Hey, I'm watching, Don, I'm watching the debate, and they're it's unprecedented. They're making them drop their drawers, and they're going to wring out their diapers.
So what exactly is going on?
It's unbelievable. They're ringing him out right now, and oh my God, Joe's got, oh, he's cheating. He has a double diaper on.
And damn it.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. I'm kidding. Anyway, hilarious, dude. Man, Battle of the Bladders. I love it.
You know who I was listening to before I came on the air, since you're from Chicago? John Landecker.
Oh, I remember him. WLS?
Yeah, I didn't realize he was in his 70s, but I was listening to an interview with him from like age 30. He was an incredible, I mean, he's still alive, but he was an incredible radio talent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember him. Yeah, oh, yeah, I've been here all my life, you know. But WXRT is your off the, you know, more, it was a great station. It's always been a great, but very liberal. But great.
What about Dahl rock. And Meyer? Is either Dahl or Meyer still on the radio in Chicago?
Meyer went off. He's not on there no more at all. Remember, he did the disco blow up in White Sox Park. It was hilarious. That was in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think Gary Meyer was still on the radio. Thought he was. Yeah, Gary Meyer. I thought he was still on the radio as of a couple of years ago.
Well, I don't listen to too much. I tune it in every now and then. The rock and roll. When I'm driving, I hit it. But no, I thought you were
okay. Since you have access to a television, give me an update. Do either one of those guys look like they need to urinate?
Well, at the moment, I'm not watching it, but they did, yes, they were stammering, and they were like, yeah, oh, I thought that's something that nobody ever thought of, huh?
Great.
No, I'll be doing the show. Like I said, I'm 63. I'll be doing the show, and sometimes the urge hits me, and I'll have to wait for a commercial break, but this is only an hour show. Those guys are standing up in back of a podium for 90 minutes straight without peeing. I can't imagine being 78 years old not having to go to the bathroom for 90 minutes.
Oh, I'm 60, so, yeah, I agree. I hit it.
Yeah.
I hear you.
And it goes through you, too. Your bladder gets smaller. It's like the size of a pea, and as soon as you drink it, you got to piss it out.
Oh, dude, you're cracking me up. Hey, what happened to the Lost Love Letters on Friday night, right?
My bad. I missed it. I was thinking about doing it tomorrow. So tune in, man. I got it on the list.
Wait for Friday. Do it on Friday. All right. Love you, brother. Bye.
Love you too, Ed. Have a great night. Well, thank you all. It's probably one of my best shows and nobody heard it. Have a great night. This is The Perfect Storm.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.